start your day with Torah Mamash to Yud Kimon Nissan Toshnein Dalit, Rabbi Saul Aaron Schwalbe.
Good morning. Shlekle Messias Nefesh to come and sit in the Shia. Erev Pesach. Messias Nefesh for you. Everyone has the opportunity to involve oneself in a building project. A building project has to start with an idea of what the finished product is going to look like. If you've no idea what the end product looks like, so you can't even begin to start the actual building. Which means that when you sit down with the architect, you already have in your mind what the finished product is going to look like. If so, if it comes to Leil HaSeder, Leil HaSeder is a night which the Zohar calls Leila Demnusa. It's a night where we envision that we're going to be inspired, we're going to be enthused, we're going to hopefully to arrive at a level of Emunah. We need to have at least a Hasoga, at least a concept. What is Emunah? What level I get to? What am I aiming for? So I saw a beautiful idea on Echad Miyodea. Echad Miyodea, maybe some of us do say it, maybe some of us will Bissel Fashlofen, Bissel Fashiket. By the end of the Seder, Abba, it's Chazal Echad Miyodea, it's the end of the Haggadah, it's Oisgestelt as a Seder of the Haggadah. Can't just be a little kid's nursery, I must have something which has got a Tifa Yisoid if it's in Chazal. I think the Tashbat has it in his Haggadah. It's already late Rishonim. So the back of the Haggadah from one of my Rosh Shiva, from Gurviz on the Gesundzein, he has a beautiful, beautiful idea. And also understand it, let me explain perhaps a little bit of what they do in the world of psychology in order to get a little bit out and to help people. Not that I'm proficient in psychology, but seems to be an exercise that they try. In the world of psychology, sometimes it's difficult for a doctor to be able to get to the depth of what's bothering the patient. So what they do is they use word association. They throw words at them and they see what the patient comes up with. So maybe 30 years ago you would have said the word apple and blackberry and come up with the fruit. Today, 30 years on, apple and blackberry have no concept of fruit. It's to do with technology. And depending which part of the world you are, numbers have different connotations. And by using the words, right, you say the word fork, so some people will mean a road. There's a fork in the road. You say the word fork, other people who are more focused on food would think knife and a fork. Which means that it depends where your mind is with what you associate with different concepts. You have a similar idea where Chazal come along and tell us that if we wear tcheles, the sky blue colouring, on our tzitzis, so tcheles is deima layam, yam is deima lerakia, and rakia is deima lekisei hakovetz. And let's face it, when we look at the sky blue, do we actually concept? Maybe you do. So what's the pshat? Pshat is it depends where your head lies. If your mind is totally in kisei hakovetz, then when you see blue, that's what you identify. Blue remains with the yam, yam is the rakia, rakia is the kisei hakovetz. Why in stages of Ramesha? Because that's a Yiddishkeit we develop in stages, which also connects to Leil HaSeder. There are 15 stages, it's step by step, we build up. It's not something which we jump at one go. Zohar B'Avraham, he says, Shomati, doesn't say who you should report it from, it's the same idea of Leil HaSeder. The level of Amunah should have permeated our consciousness, that should have become ingrained within inside us, is the level, when I say the number one, Echad V'Elokeinu Hashamayim V'Haaretz. Number two is Shteluch is Abris. Three is Shleish Abris. Four is Arba Abris. Five is Chamisha Chumshi Torah. That is the level of Amunah that we are aiming for, that our lives should be permeated with the messages of the Haggadah that we're aiming for. In other words, Echad Miyodea is not just a simple niggun. Echad Miyodea is a litmus test. How much have I steiged through the limudim of the Haggadah that I've come to a point I understand? So when I say number one isn't just whoever is at the top of the Premier League. Number one isn't the one who's the best, whatever, in your division. It's Emunah. Emunah means that everything which I involve myself in, that is what's important to me. And without Rav Avraham answers a very interesting question. If you look at the Echad Miyedea, the second one is Shnei Luchos Habris. What's the tenth one? Is Asara Dibraya. Seems to be repetition. So Rav Avraham, that's not Shver. Because the first thing that comes into my mind of two is Shnei Luchos Habris. And there are Asara Dibraya. It's not a steer at all. There happens to be that both numbers, the first thing that comes to my mind is Torah. It's all concepts of the same thing. So if we understand where the start is from, and where we're going to, then we understand at least where we're aiming for. So therefore we have to see, what are we trying to accomplish with the Seder? Where are we trying to get to? Then we can start. Bahadraga, we can move up. So is it good enough just to be a mamin? Is it good enough just to be a mamin? They tell a story with Rav Noach Weinberg. He was also somebody who also was a very determined personality. They say he set up 9 Baal Tshuva yeshivas, which all flopped, all failed, until he set up the 10th one. We have to know sometimes it doesn't go easy. In Yiddishkeit, doesn't go as easy as we'd like it to go. Kol hascholas koshin, if it's not shver, says Rav Leib Gurevitch, it's not haschola. If it's not difficult, you haven't even started. So he said he was once sitting in Eish HaTorah, and this American backpacker comes into him, and he says, he spent a week in Eish HaTorah, and he says to Rav Noach, he says, you know, me and God, we're like this together. So Rav Noach says, really? Says, how do you know? So he says, well, I'll tell you a story. He says, I was backpacking, I was on my bicycle, we're going through the Rockies in America, and we had a great time, and suddenly I'm coming to a very, very steep incline. And as I came round a very tight bend, there was a huge truck coming the other way. And either it was me, or it was the truck. And you can imagine when you have, 2 tons of steel coming one direction, you have a bicycle coming the other, it's no difficulty working out who's going to get knocked off the road. And I was sailed off my bicycle down to what I thought was the end of my life. And wonder had it, there was a little rocky cleft sitting out there, and there was a bit of grass there. My bike hurtled all the way to the bottom, and I, Baruch Hashem, I thank God, was saved. So you see, God loves me. What do I need to sit in Eish HaTorah for? So Noah says, you know what? You're 100% right. You're absolutely right. What can I say to you? So the guy puts his coat on, he puts his backpack on, and off he trots towards the door. As he puts his hand on the doorway, Rav Noach calls him back and says, just want to ask you one question. He says, sure, Rabbi, no problem. Who threw you off the cliff in the first place? Oh, I don't know, Rabbi. Who threw me off? Ah, must have been God. Why did Hashem throw you off the cliff and then save you? So he says, Rabbi, I don't know. He says, I'll tell you why. Because he wanted to grab your attention. He wants you to know that just knowing there is a God is not good enough. Emunah itself is not good enough. You have to become somebody who is doing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. He said, okay, Rabbi. He came in, the story goes on, he becomes a Baal Tshuva. Once had a beautiful idea for the Rav Shai Motcha of Leibish Rabinovitz. They say that when Reb Chatzkel Levenstein and Reb Yerucha met, they asked each other, what is the ikkar of the Haggadah? What's the main part of the Haggadah? So Reb Chatzkel Kedarkev HaKadosh said, Emunah. That was his whole drive, that was his whole yisoid in his sichas Musa, said, Emunah. And Reb Yerucha Kedarkev HaKadosh said, Avdus. So Reb Leibish, that's not a steer to each other. But Etzem, they are two chalokim of the same avodah. And really, we find it in a Rabbeinu Yoina. There's a Rabbeinu Yoina in Brachos. The Gemara in Brachos says, Kol ha-soymech ge'ula le-tfila. Somebody who puts together the brach of Gaal Yisrael to tefila Ayish Shmoyna Esra, harizeh ben olam haba. He's a ben olam haba. So Rabbeinu Yoina, how do we understand these two concepts? Says Rabbeinu Yoina brings two pshatim when he is a rishon. Not only the Rabbeinu Yerucha Reb Chatzkel. Says Rabbeinu Yoina, if a person mentions Geula, Geula inspires him to believe there's Rabbeinu Shleina. So therefore a person who says, Baruch Atah Hashem Goal Yisrael, he believes in the past, He's now come to a concept of, I can daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because I know who I'm talking to. Abba, says Rabbeinu Yoina, there's another daher, there's another understanding in Kol HaSoimech Geula LeTefillah, which is, Geula means a person is an Eved. He's an Eved. It means HaKadosh Baruch Hu took you out of Mitzrayim. It means now, you are an Eved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you're an Eved requires Avdus. What is the highest form of Avdus, says the Gemara? Le'avdoi b'chol le'mavchem. Is to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chol le'mavchem, says the Gemara. Eizohi avoyde shebaleiv, says the Gemara. Zu tefillah. So kol ha'soimeh ge'ula, if you're soimeh ge'ula, which is the understanding that we are an Eved, the tefillah, the harei zebein, ayin ha'ba. So we have these two concepts which lie in the ge'ula. One is the concept of emunah, one is the concept of Avdus, of being an Eved. The whole tachlis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu bringing us down to Mitzrayim was to understand this concept, not just of Emunah, but to understand the concept of Avdus, of being an Eved, of 24-7 being dedicated to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If Avdus means I have an Eved, then every single bracha, Leil HaSeder, has to be said. How it should be. That's Avdus. Avdus is to be able to focus on the tefillahs. Avdus means that when I bench, my bench is an avoid. I'm David HaKadosh Baruch. It's a proper hatava. And however important it is to be able to stay up to the last Seder, it's ironic that the night which is the least chiyuv, we stay up the least, we stay up the least, or the longest. Shavuos night is a minhag, whereas it's halach and shulchan aruch, the person's supposed to stay up the last Seder. Ad shet chatfen shina. If Nebrak, there is a drasha which is given by Reb Chatzkel's Einok Reb Shlomo Levenstein. There are 300 anoshim, noshim v'taf, after Leil Seder, after Seder ends, from 1 o'clock Chatzos, sitting there, from Chatzos, Bismargen, until Alois HaShacha. Not saying that maybe we can hold by that. But Adshad Chatzfenu Shinai is a halach and Shulchan Aruch. That's Avdus. If we can go a little bit sharper, if we can't get up the next morning to be able to say Krishma Bismanoi, it's very nice that Emunah, but where's the Avdus? The Avdus means I can get up and I'm being an Eved. An Eved means you've got to be there on time. There's no point, oh, I'm too tired the night before. You're an Eved. An Eved means I understand the concept of Emunah. Emunah isn't just, oh, I believe it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's an Avdus as well. There's an Eved. An Eved means I do the right thing at the right time. That was the whole purpose, if you see, Mitzrayim, is to create the concept of Avdus, is to understand the Emunah of Avdus. They tell the story with Rav Aaron of Karlim. Rav Aaron of Karlim was asked by his chassidim, they'd like to know some hanhogas, they'd like to know how to behave, they'd like to know what they could find in an inspiring situation which would have given chizuk. So Rav Aaron of Karlim said, look, don't come to me. Go and watch the Seder by Shabsi the woodcutter. So they said, Shabsi the woodcutter? What's Shabsi the woodcutter got to do? He said, look, Fregnish and Kashas, go to his Seder and you'll be okay. Showing all the Hasidim, Leila Seder, want to finish their Seder, off they went to the end of the woods to have a look at the Seder of Shabsi the woodcutter. Anyway, they come along and they peer through the windows and they see that Shabsi the woodcutter is just starting Seder. Just starting Seder. He starts the Seder, makes Kiddush, goes to the Haggadah, is whiting the table, don't grace some mices, goes to the beginning, goes to the end of the Seder. They can't see anything, any mage, any great shakes about the Seder. So the Seder's finished, and they don't understand. So the next morning they come to Rav Aaron Karlim and say, "Nu, Rebbe, we were by the Seder, we didn't really see anything which was very inspiring." So Rav Aaron said, "I hear." He said, "But maybe you should go and ask him himself, what's up, Shat?" Anyway, off they went to Shabsi the woodcutter, and they asked Shabsi the woodcutter, "Tell me, we'd like to know, you know, the Rebbe told us we should ask you exactly what you did at your Seder." Anyway, at the beginning of the conversation, they suddenly realized it's a bit strange that this Shabsi was only starting his Seder when they'd already finished their Seder. So they sent him, "So Shabsi, tell me, you know, it's a bit of an unusual hanhaga. Why was it that you were Takir just starting when we had finished our Seder? What happened?" So Shabsi looked a little bit embarrassed. He said, "Look, I'll share with you what happened." He said, "You know something, my wife has been very, very busy scrubbing and cleaning for many, many weeks already, places I didn't even know existed in the actual house. And she was very firm at it. Just before I went to shul, she laid the table, Leila Seder, beautiful table, and off I went to davening. Anyway, apparently what happened was that his wife was very tired, and as she was going out of the room, she came into the room, and she caught her leg on the tablecloth. And as she caught her leg on the tablecloth, the beautiful decanter fell off and smashed into smithereens, and the wine was across the table, and she was so tzeprochen about it, she whipped the tablecloth off, and you can imagine what happened to everything on the table. The charoset was on the ceiling, the mats was on the floor, everything was plastered everywhere. And she was so upset at what had done, what had happened, she just ran to her bedroom, she was sobbing and she was crying. You can imagine, I'd left the house to go to shul with a beautiful Leila Seder, beautifully laid, and I came in and I found literally as if it was a whole hullabaloo had happened here. I thought, okay, obviously my wife's very tired, the pressure's got to her, I didn't realise how much she'd been working so hard. I took what I could do, I cleaned the charoset off the floor, cleaned the egg off the ceiling, cleaned the matzah off the floor. The whole thing was baruch, everything was calm, everything was composed. When everything was sorted out, I called my wife down, and I sat her down at the table, and we started Leila Seder. And that's when you came in, and you saw what had happened. So they went back to Rabbi Aaron, and this holder had happened, said, no, isn't that the limud? Isn't that emunah? What is emunah? Emunah is just for the storybook. Emunah is just to be able to talk about it. Emunah means living with reality. It means whatever happens is a kol man David is the tav of it. Is everything that happens to the table. Things happen, we have to deal with the situation. We don't blame, we work on the situation. That's what's supposed to be the best for me. That's the best for me. That's the best chizuk and emunah that a person can derive from Leila Seder is the person arrives and he understands that everything that happens is the tav of it. That is living emunah. That's what we mean by echamiyah. As a person gets to the end of the Seder, his greater level, it's internalized. It permeates his consciousness. He understands the concept of Emunah, that Emunah is something that's machazik. We come out of it. What can I tell about Lamaisis? The Ramban says against the Ramban, Makesha, Yokum and Asefer. A person gets up from the Sefer, a person puts into reality. If it's not a reality, it's just a Hisairus. Uri Achetach, what's we say in Shir Ashirim, says the Targum Yenison, but it has to be Ad She'evno Beis Magdashah. So Rabbi Zira Rosman has a beautiful idea. He says, Uri Ad She'techbot means that everything you do in this earth has to be concretized. It has to have a permanence. If you don't have a permanence in it, so there's going to be nothing in reality. It just remains something which is in the luft. It's something which is just aspiring. It's very nice. But how's it going to come down to the reality? If we go again to the end of the Seder, we find a very interesting, also seems to be a nigun, Chad Katya. You know, the Gaon has pshatim in it, many pshatim in it. One of the kashas they ask on the Chad Katya is that it's very nice, and the cat came along and had a go at the kids, ate the lamb, and the dog came along, and he punished the cat. So it seems to be, on a superficial level, that if the cat attacked the gedi, it was wrong to do it. Which means, with a cheshbon, the dog is actually right. But if one continues the sequence, it means that the dog was wrong, the stick was right, the fire was wrong, etc. Until you get to chas v'chalila, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu was wrong to kill the sheichet. So how can it be, Freg the Benish Chai, that should be. We know HaKol Yochel and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Keil Emunah Vein Ovel. How can it be a Chas V'Shalom that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be perceived as being wrong? In order to understand perhaps the Ben Ish Chai, we have to understand another Ben Ish Chai, which Matzio Zolik Zuntai brings the Hagdom of the Seder. Matzio asks a very profound kasha. Again, if we're starting the Haggadah and we're talking about Yitzias Mitzrayim, Yitzias Mitzrayim is not just about living in the past. Torah is not a history book. Torah is a sefer where we take the events of the past and we relive them in order that they should infuse our own lives with chizuk and emunah for the future. If we take Dayenu, the 15 stages of Dayenu, what's the pinnacle of Dayenu? Is Bona Lama is based on Mechil Chapel Chateisenu. Is that the whole tafkid of being taken out of Mitzrayim? Is that based on Migdash? The last three words of the Seder, the Shana Abba Yishalayim, is that just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought Nisim at the beginning of Mitzrayim, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring Nisim later on. And that's really why we bring, one of the reasons we bring the whole debate of the Rav and Azari the Chachamim, Yimei Chayecha Hayomim, Kol Yimei Chayecha as Aleilois, Yisrael Mitzrayim, is will there be a Leila Seder when Mashiach comes? And the Chachamim passing their word, because the Nisim of Yisrael Mitzrayim will be totally overwhelmed with the Nisim of Elokei when Mashiach comes. Zorim Chaskol, and even earlier Rishayim saying, we see that the Nevuah of Asamachus was Don, two letters, Don Anoichi. So in Chaskol, you see the whole series of Makkahs that happened was two letters. And yet you see the amount of Nevuahs that are about the coming of Mashiach. Unbelievable Nevuahs. You go through the Nevi'im, Nevi'im Rishonim, Achronim. So you can imagine that this is going to happen. So it's Bichlal HaShayla when we even mention this Mitzrayim. So to go through Leila Seder and not talk about the fact that if it's happened in the past, it's going to happen in the future, we've also missed the point. Emunah is not just about the past, it's about the future as well. It's where it's going to bring us to Binyan Beis HaMikdash. So how can it be, Fred the Ben Ish Chai, that we don't talk about the reason why we're still in Golus? If we're still in Golus, we need to move aside in that. The main reason, says the Chofetz Chaim in the Zakdama to Shminas Haloshin, why we're still here, is called Dair Shaloi Bola Beis HaMikdash, Kilo Chora Beis HaMikdash B'yomach. So if the Sibah, the reason for the Churban, which is Sinas Chinam, is still Merakid Beinenu, why do we talk about Leila Seder? Because if we want to get out, the point of Emunah is to inspire us for the future, we ought to be thinking about the Tikkunim. So the Ben Ish Chai, we do talk about it. We do talk about it. And the emes is there are many Ramazim. Zodah ben Ishchai, how did the whole concept of the Yerida Mitzrayim start? So Avada, we know it happened much earlier by the Ben Absorim Avraham Avinu, Ashrayas and Emunah. So Avdessa, why should we suffer? Why should we suffer? Because Avraham Avinu asked a question about Ma'eda. So Avdessa says, Chas v'sholem, we're not being punished. It's not a punishment. If Chas v'sholem, you have a mother who smokes during the time that she's expecting a child, she's not necessarily, she's not punishing a child, I mean she is, but if the child is born with defects, it's a consequence. It's a consequence of her actions. She doesn't think, I'm now being mannish, I'm punishing my child. But the fact is, the child will be born with some type of defects. It's a danger, it's a risk. If Avraham Avinu, Yitzchak Avinu, Yaakov Avinu, on their level, who are we to talk about? They are the foundations. You only have to look to the Leaning Tower of Pisa to look at the problems if you have problems with foundations. If you have a tower that doesn't have proper underpinnings or proper foundations, it's going to cause a major problem. You have a rocket which is supposed to be destined to get to the moon, and it's 0.0001 degree out, so it's not going to miss the moon. It's not going to get to the moon. Why? Because each mile, the 0.001 is going to miss. So on their level, HaKadosh Baruch Hu felt, look, Avraham and Yitzchak and Yaakov, they are the Sheroshim. They are the Yesodis HaBinyan. If it's there, there's a Tikkun which requires. At the same time, it didn't necessarily have to be so intense, the Shivat Mitzrayim. So the Meshechach, when Parashat Acharemos, Klal Yisrael's, the intensity of Shibud was made worse because of what happened at an earlier stage. The brothers came along, and because on their level, on their Madrega, there was a chisorin in the Ahava, on the Achma, and the brotherliness between the two, the brothers took Yosef's coat, and they dipped it in blood. And they came along to Yaakov Avinu and said, look, Toreif, Toreif, Yaakov Avinu, Yosef's tail, he's been attacked, he's dead. The beginning of Sinas Chinam started with a Tevila. Started with a Tevila. So the Ben Ish Chai, our Tevila of the Karpas in the salt water, that is a remes. It's being meramis to us that there was already on the Madrega of the brothers, there was a level of Chisorin on the way they behaved. How did that reflect itself afterwards? So the Ben Ish Chai, we do a second dipping. The second dipping is the Maran Chareses, which represents, says Chazal, Klal Yisrael's taking the Agudas Ezer. They took together the bunch, the togetherness of the hyssop grasses which they dipped in the blood, and they daubed it on the doorpost. So you see, Zeh Lo Mazeh. They started with a lack of achdus, and it finished with a cohesiveness, a unity between the brothers which came along. People think that achdus means lump everybody together in a box. That's called unity. L'chore, you see from Korban Pesach, that's not necessarily the case. There's a few beautiful maral. Maral asks, what is the tafkid? What was the tachlis of Korban Pesach? So the maral says, achdus, unity, you have a lamb. The lamb had to be B'nai Shom, had to be within its first year. It had to be a sheep, because a sheep is an animal that if you hit it in one part of the body, the whole body suffers. It quivers, shakes, bloody soul. One chelik suffers, everybody feels it. An animal, sheep are gregarious. That means they hang around together, they have chevra, they like to be together. A cow you'll see is solitary on its own, avoid it. They had to roast it whole. You weren't allowed to break a bone. It had to be shlemus, had to be one thing. And it had to be eaten by chabura. Chabura means be'achdus. You have to have chaburas. Which means that the theme of Korban Pesach is achdus, is unity. So ask your question. So the Gemara Emsach says as follows. We know that chaburas had to be decided before Shechitas Pesach. Had to be before Shechita. Zot, the Mishnah, what happens if you have five chevra together, and they all come along, and they say, right, we're going to eat together as a chevra. They decided to buy their lamb. They're going to have their shawarma, because they couldn't have lamb chops because they couldn't break the bones, so they couldn't have the shawarma. The stomach there, type of matzah, was more laffa, so they had a little bit like their leil pesach, was like a shawarma and a laffa sort of thing. So along they come, and they decided, right, we are going to have our chabura together. And then the fifth one of the chabura decides that he's got two chevra last minute, and he wants to be mitzarif into the chabura, but he doesn't ask rishus from the other four. So the Gemara Emsachim, the other four have a right to say to this fellow, Gesundheit, but you're not sitting with us. You can take your shtickel of Korban Pesach and eat it with your two chevra. You never asked us for shus, so therefore you can't sit with us. What's going on here? If the whole task of Korban Pesach is achdus, that's achdus. Somebody's going to come along and you're going to exclude them. Why is that called achdus? Seif Achinuch and Pasha Kiseitze has a very interesting reason why it should be that lo yisachreish b'shoir v'chamoy yachtif. You can't plow with a shoir and a chamoy together. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, because a shoir and a chamoy are not the same min. And it distresses two animals if you have different species together. It's not the Sefer HaChinuch. Not only does it apply by behemoths, but it applies by b'nei Adam as well, lehavdil. Don't put two types of people in the same office. You have somebody who's very, very calm, very easy. Somebody who's very, very on the ball, gets heads up very quickly, you're asking for trouble. You have somebody who's very tidy. And you have somebody who's very, very messy, you're asking for trouble. In fact, the Sfarno Parshat Reish says, V'hoi levos ha'echot, the ideal in the Shidduch is to find zivugim who are more similar. I'm not saying there isn't a Muslim that can work, but it's similarity, something which is more, much healthier. So the Sefer HaChinuch, you're looking to be able to create achdus, find people which are able to work together. It's going to ask each other. Aye, achdus. The answer is, that's not a stira. The Chofetz Chaim says that just as you have an armor, you have the infantry, and you have the cavalry, and you have the submarines, and you have the navy, you have different departments. Does it mean the army doesn't behave in a cohesive manner, doesn't work together? Of course it does. We have different people. They all work together, they all respect each other. You have Yud Beis Shvat, and each have a different avoda. That's not a stira. As long as they have one focal point in the center, which is why the dim is in the center, because the arm is in the center. As long as you have one point together, they're all coming together. Achdus is not a stira. Unity is not a stira to diversity. On the contrary, diversity enhances unity. It's something which, through having different strands, you can create the chut hamashulish from Herul, you're not going to be snapped. With that, we can also answer a very interesting question. Purim, we know, we bring Mishloach Monos. Why do we bring Mishloach Monos? So one of the reasons of the Monos Halevi is the harvest of a race to increase friendship. Why are we so interested in the Haran friendship? Because Haman came along and he said, Am, Yeshli Am, Mefuzah, Mefurim, and Amim. And yet we have 2 days of Purim in Klal Yisrael. Yehim Yudalad, Yehim Tezvav. I mean, that's Achdus. That's unity. Zod Ayim Yisrael after Rav. This Yisrael. That unity and diversity is not a steer to diversity. Diversity and unity means we can have diversity with unity. Korban Pesach is telling us that you don't have to lump everybody together in a box. It's a respect for different strands of Klal Yisrael. Azal, along there within, a branch of Torah. They're within Yud Beis Shvatim. They all come from Yud Beis Shiftei Kar. They come from Yaakov Avinu. If there's a musig of Achdus, Achdus has to come from a different strand as Yud Beis Shvatim. Rav Aaron Kotler brings down that each of the Shvatim had their own tefillah Shmoneh Esrei. They had their own tefillahs. What's up, Shah? Pshat is because it's not a stira. Bisman, the Yudvei Shvatim, they were able to come to Madrega, that each one had their musik, their concept, understanding together. Emuna is not just about living the reality and knowing it. It's not just knowing the Rabbein Shleila. It's living it. Not just living it between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's living it between me and Ben Adam Lachaveira. The Vilna Gaon says, what is sinas chinam? What is sinas chinam? If somebody doesn't give me the right covered, somebody doesn't give me the right invitation I would like to have a mitzvah, he's not mechavered me, so I've got a genuine reason to be upset with him. Why is that called sinas chinam? Vilna Gaon, you don't understand. Everything that happens to you is al pi hashgacha pratis. So if it's supposed to happen to you, there's a reason for it happening. If you're not mekabel, it's because there's a chisaron in emunah. You've got to go back to stage one. The chisaron in emunah reflects itself back. Zod the Ben Ishchai. Why have we made a misunderstanding in Chad Gadya? Where have we gone wrong? If the cat ate the gdi, so the dog should have was right for punishing it. Zod the Ben Ishchai. It's not the dog's business to immerse himself in things he's not intended to do with you. There's a Rabbi Nishalayim. Nobody asked you to be busy with somebody else's business. Therefore, you're right. The cat was wrong. But the dog was also wrong. And we saw that in the Yetzis yesterday, in the Shtekel, the second Shtekel, we say the Loshen is, Misabe al Riv Loi Loi. Because a Kelev has a concept of interfering in a Mariv has nothing to do with him. Says the Ben Ishchai, we know that Mitzrayim were punished. Aye, the Haftocha, Brisbane Absorim was, Vegaves Hagoya She Avoid of Don Anoichi. So what's wrong? What's the Shlech Mitzrayim could ask? Don the Ramban, yeah, but nobody asked you to be that guy. Nobody asked Mitzrayim to be the Keller. Nobody asked you to get involved. So Memela, if the cat is wrong, the dog's equally wrong. So therefore the sequence is back again, Kavi Yochel. Of course HaKadosh Baruch is right. Of course the sequence is right. But we have to understand that the concept of emunah means if things are supposed to happen, they'll happen to me. Don't immerse ourselves in things which don't belong to me. The Shvatim made a mistake. For us to understand the Shivtei Kar, we can't understand it. But Rav Aaron Kotler has a beautiful idea that we can at least get an inkling into what was going through their minds when they came along and they were Don Yosef Chayiv Misa. So Rav Aaron Kotler, you have to understand what happened in history. Avraham Avinu had two children, Yitzchak and Yishmael. Yishmael got chucked out, Yitzchak ate weiter. Yitzchak has two children, he has an Esav and he has a Yaakov. Esav gets thrown on the trashy, he goes to say it, and Yaakov carries on. So now the Shivtei Kar, no quandary here. They see that Yaakov Avinu devotes more than enough keichus to Yosef, and they think, Seinus Passim, he gives them a special Torah, not realizing there's a cheshbon in it. Because he needs the special Torah to survive in Golas, just as Yaakov Avinu survived in Golas. And they start to think, hang on a minute. If we look at the pattern in history, there's only one person comes through, that's it. What's going to happen here? So they took the law into their own hands and they said, "Ah, we can't have a Yosef who's going to sabotage our plans to greatness." Why did they go wrong? Emunah, go and talk to Yaakov Avinu. If HaKadosh Baruch, if you're a mammon, that whatever happens is going to be the right thing for Yavo, you know, what are you interfering with? Why are you, Mr. Abba Beriv Loiloi? Why are you starting with Yosef Atzadik? You're right. He made me diva and says, the Medrash, okay, Yosef Avinu sat, Yosef Atzadik sat in prison for 10 years because of the diva. You're right. That's not your cheshman. There's a Rebbein Shein who can take care of the world. You, Mr. Abba Beriv Loiloi. That is the message that has to come through from Emunah. Emunah is something which is not just Emunah over there. It's three stages. And we say this every week. Some say it in Got from Avraham. Got from Avraham, we say, we hope that a week will bring us to Emunah Shlema, Emunah Chachomim, and Dibuk Chaveirim Tovim. It's a sequence. The sequence is first you have to have Emunah. If you have Maimon, everything that happens is right. Givaldi. Then you have to have Chachomim. Talk to Yaakov Avinu. He was the Godel. He's Rosh Yeshiva. Speak to him. If a person is Mekabah Memunas Chachovim, then there's Dibuk Chaveirim Tovim. There's no problems here. There's no staring. There's no disturbing. One understands one holds place in society and one's Mekabah. the Shver of Rav Simcha Wasserman asked the following question. And he says as follows, something called Hagon Remea Abuvitz, put in the Shalom Rav. He says, look, I understand it's very important, Kol Ditzrich Yesei V'Yivsach, Kol Dichvin Yesei V'Yechol, Sheinazach, you want to invite Anim, it's a wonderful thing. But why do you have to say, Holach Ma'anya, Diacholu Abbasonda de Mitzrayim? What's that got to do with it? What's the second part got to do with it? Hoshata Hochol Lashon HaBob Ardi Yisrael, Hoshata Adashat, what's that Sheichos? Just invite and finish, chick chack. She says, Amari de Gazach. He says, Gevaldik. You invite the Oni into your house, Baruch Hashem, your table is laid, you are comfortable, everything's wonderful, and you've been Mekhaim the Rambam, you've got Aniyim around your table. Fantastic. But how do you think the Oni feels? How do you think the Oni feels? He comes in, and he feels an Ebbuch. He feels like an Oni. He's sitting round the table, and he mamish feels an Oni ve'evyein, the ganze mishpacha there, and he has nothing, and he has to rely on society. That's going to start kinov v'sima. It's going to cause a sacris. It's going to cause him to have an ayin hara. Zot remei abuv, it's a beautiful vat. You have to menachem him. You have to calm him. You have to tell him, you know something? Not everybody has ashiras. And those who do have it, it's not here to stay. The Gemara in Shabbat says that a person should always be mispalel. That anir should never come to his mishpacha because it's a galk and it goes round. Just because one has ashiras doesn't mean his grandchildren, who's einikl, will have ashiras. That's the message. Holachma anya diacholu avason. You know something? My ancestors were also anim. The fact that I'm an osher today, that's the Rebbeinu Shem decided. But you know what? Next year you can also be an osher. Next year you can also have somebody. Don't be jealous of me. There's Rebbeinu Shleilam here. Hoshaya tahacha. Abba l'shona abor d'arish Yisrael. Hoshaya tahavdi l'shona abor b'nei chayrin. This year we'll avodim. Next year the whole thing can metamorphosize. The whole thing can revolutionize. Or we'll be different people. Emuna is something which isn't just limited to the classroom. It's not just limited to the lecture hall. As Matthew says, we start Kadesh and we say that what is Mitzrayim? It's Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's a memory. This is the lecture. Where's the real litmus test? Is when we get to Rosh Hashanah. We get to Rosh Hashanah, we also say Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim. Rosh Hashanah, Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim? The answer is yes. How much you believe that there's Rabbeinu Shloilam who punishes for every Avera, and who rewards for Eisei Mitzvah, if you can stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Rosh Hashanah, and you can say, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I know you run the world. I know you're in charge. That depends on how well you absorb the lesson on Leil HaSeder. Leil HaSeder is the lecture. Where's the reality? Where's the actual absorbance? That is how it affects the way I behave. Chofetz Chaim says, there's a difference between Shmias Loshon Hara and Kabbalah's Lashon Hara. Shmias Lashon Hara means I'm allowed to hear what a person says. Choshesh, if she is takarat. Kabbalah means believing. Now what's called believing? So imagine, you open your door one evening, and there is a person soliciting tzedakah funds. And he doesn't look what you think may be genuine. Suddenly you get a call on your mobile from a chava. I've just had a guy at my door. I'm telling you, he's a fraudster. He's not genuine. So, thank you very much for telling me. So you're about to give him a £10 voucher, and you give him a 50p voucher. So the Chofetz Chaim, you'd be makabel Lashon Hara. Kabbalah means it changes the way I behave because of the information. Lachshoish, says the Chofetz Chaim, I'm choishish, I can do my investigation, it's on to height. But to change the way I behave because of the information that you're not allowed to do. That's Kabbalah's Lashon Hara. Every morning, before we say Shema, there's a little word, little line. Hareini Mekabel, Kabbalah's Oil Malchus Shomayim. What does that mean? A Kabbalah means it has to change the way I behave. That's what a Kabbalah is. Whether it's in Midos, or whether it's an Hanhaga, or whether it's the quality I learn, or the quantity I learn, that's a Kabbalah. If Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Achad, which is the three departments of the Makkos, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Shema Yisrael Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who's fearing the world, Elokeinu is His, Hashkocha process, which is for us, Hashem Achad is HaKoyel Yochoyel, if that doesn't change the way you behave, so you've missed the message. You've missed the Seder. The Seder is very nice, it's all through, it's a lecture, but it's not impacting our lives. Kabbalah has to mean, oh, I behave differently. My Shema's are different, my Tefillah's are different. My whole Yom Tov is a different tefillah. Bez Hashem, we should be zeichet to Hashat HaHochel Lashon HaBara to Arad Yisrael.